Welcome back to Wake Up Call.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Time now for Buy or Sell. Buy or Sell.
All right, time for Buy or Sell. Is this our Super Bowl edition?
It's a Super Bowl edition. We haven't done one of these in a while.
We haven't done one of these in a while. I like Buy or Sell.
Yeah.
These are fun. So before we're, we get busy in the next 2 days, let's do some Buy or Sell Super Bowl 55.
Just have some fun and see where you stand, Tony.
Okay.
Okay, first one up. A dolphin who has accurately predicted the Super Bowl winner the past 5 years has made his pick for this year.
All right.
All right. Now, this dolphin is based in Tampa, has chosen the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Well, why wouldn't he? Dolphin is one of the smartest animals on the planet.
My buy or sell to you is that we shouldn't take animal predictions seriously.
Except when they're dolphins, because I've been told multiple times that they're even smarter than humans, despite their lack of hospitals and economic plans and the fact that they're actually murderous creatures that will kill anything. No, dolphins are pretty smart. So he understands that the offensive complexity of the Chiefs might be too much for Todd Bowles' defense to handle. I get it. The dolphin completely understands. He's been watching the Buccaneers all year, and he probably is like, yeah, I'm not really 100% sure if they can match up against Kansas City. I'll buy this dolphin prediction. But yeah, don't give me the skunk that goes over to something, or a cat that picks out of a bowl, or Shamu picking a beach ball.
Now, I will give you another one. I want to say this was either the World Cup that was in Germany or the World Cup that was in South Africa, 2006 or 2010. I can't remember which. But I do know that there was an octopus in Germany who was accurately predicting literally every game in the knockout stage.
Wow. He what?
And basically what they did, because octopus are one of the smartest creatures on the planet as well,
them too,
even though
right?
You don't know. They had two jars, and they had labels on the outside of the jars for which country was playing, like if it was Germany versus Spain or whatnot. And then they put a fish in there, and then they would drop the jars into the tank, and the octopus would, do his thing and go over there and unlock the jar and grab the fish. And that was the team that kept winning.
Yeah, I don't like it when I see octopuses doing things like that, like opening jars, and that's creepy. But picking World Cup games? All right. I'll get behind
it. So you get behind octopus and
I'm buying it.
You get behind sea creatures predicting games, but a dog going over to a dog bowl.
I'm changing my mind. I'm buying all animal predictions because maybe they're subconsciously they're in their brains going, I know way more than this than even the humans do.
Well, who would you pick in this one? Would you pick an Indian chief or a pirate?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's pretty much what this battle comes down to.
Yeah, that's very true. Good point. So, yeah, good for the dolphin picking the Chiefs.
All right, number two. No matter what the outcome of the game is, Tom Brady will not be retiring this year.
No, I'm buying that. That is absolutely true. There's no chance. I don't think that this guy thinks about his retirement the same way like Elway did, where he's like, I'm so beat up. I got a Super Bowl. I don't want to come. I think Brady is like, I like doing this. I'm just going to keep doing this until I absolutely can't do this anymore. Nope. I agree completely.
I'm with you on this one. Yeah. I think the same thing that for whatever reason it might be. I mean, I don't know if there's a fountain of youth. I mean, he's down in Florida. Maybe he found it.
Ponce de Leon couldn't find it. But Tom Brady did.
Maybe that's what's in the house.
I can see Brady retiring struggling on a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Like, that's the way I see Brady leaving. Like, I don't think he has
You think there's a third team? Or does he finish his career with Tampa?
No, I think he finishes his career with Tampa, but I think it's over when he's like, okay, this is a 6-10 campaign. This didn't go very well. Like, I kind of threw a lot of interceptions, or my talent, my abilities is starting to wane. I don't think he needs the Elway walk off the field, retire with a trophy thing. I think he has a goal of 45. He wants to play to that point, and I think he's very cool with doing that no matter what bumps in the road or along the way. Like, Manning was going to get cut. So you could almost see Manning going, look, I'm not doing this again.
Right.
I'm good. I'm finished. I think Rivers started to see that a little bit. We're like, thanks, Philip, but in the end, we really are going to go with somebody else. I think Brady is like, look, they want me here. They'll keep me here. I'm good with that. I will stay until they don't want me, and then maybe I'll analyze it from there. So, yeah, I buy that. No matter what happens, he's playing next year.
Number three, though. However, this will be the final game of Ron Gronkowski's Hall of Fame career.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a really good one. I think I'm buying that, too. I think I'll buy that, too. I think Rob Gronkowski could be done. I think he wanted to try this thing with Brady to have a good time, but I think the things that were in his head about retiring before, I think, are still available to him. I think he wants to do other things. I think he wants to become a next level entertainer, whatever that may be. And yeah, I think this was just a, whatever it is that he wants
NFL
to do.
NFL analyst, we don't know.
I think he wants
game
to be
host.
Stay healthy, young, rich, game show host. Yeah, exactly. But I think this was a, you know what, one-shot deal, play with a guy I really respect and enjoy playing with. Let's see what happens. But after that, I think, yeah.
I mean, I still feel this way about Gronkowski, that when he came to Tampa, it was almost as a safety blanket for Tom Brady to get kind of comfortable. That for whatever reason, I mean, we knew Tom was going to come in and do his thing, but I constantly felt like, oh, I'm going to bring Gronk on here because he's my safety blanket when I need those short yardage receptions. And Gronk really wasn't producing at all this year. That's why I can see that he'll retire as well.
Yeah, I buy that. I definitely think you're right. You're right. All right.
Late in the game, Tampa will leave too much time on the clock for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
God, that's a good one. Because if I buy it, then I'm admitting that the Tampa Bay coaching staff might be foolish enough to do this stupid thing. And Tom Brady too, right?
Right.
Brady too, because you're setting up a scenario where they're driving down the field, they score, but they leave too much time.
But they left
for the
like,
Chiefs.
Like, you know, and we're talking Patrick Mahomes, so we're saying like they left like 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes, a minute and a half,
minute
that kind
half.
Of thing. Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm not
sell
saying
it,
that they'll win. I'm not saying that the
but
Chiefs
you're saying
will,
they'll take the lead late, and yet the Chiefs will have an opportunity.
Yes.
With a minute and a half left. Good,
yeah.
Good question. Really good question. Because this is something we kept saying all season. Why are teams doing this?
Who was it? Was it against the Raiders?
It was against the Raiders.
When we sat there, it was like,
second game against the Raiders.
You know, there was like a 50 seconds left in the game. It was like, wow, we never had a doubt in our mind that
there was
Mahomes-
not a soul in America that thought the Raiders were going to hold on to that victory. Not a soul.
Yeah.
That was the second game they played this season, and the Raiders had a chance for the season sweep, but they scored with like a 130 on the clock.
Yeah.
And not a soul in America thought that they were going to win.
Yeah, it was like, no, this game's over. Chiefs win.
I'm going to sell it for this reason. I think Brady and Arians, I think they're smart enough to go, whatever we're doing down here, look, obviously we need to score, but let's milk it a little bit. I think they're, listen, you got to take a score when you take a score, right? You got to do
yes.
that. Like, there's no question about it. Like, if you need a score, you got to take it no matter what the time is on the clock. But I'm wondering if Brady can manipulate it just enough that is a sell. So I'm going to sell it. It's a big sell, but I'm going
to
sell
does
it.
Does he go to Arians and go, hey, listen, I have a few tricks I learned from Belichick.
Right, you right. Know. Exactly. Now, Arians would counter, are you 100% sure you're going to score down here?
Yeah, no, take the penalty here. Trust me.
Because I ain't kicking no field goal and then trying to quote-unquote get the ball back.
Yeah.
Right? So we're not doing that.
I'm not leaving it up to the defense. I right. like our defense. I'm right. not leaving it up to them.
Exactly. So I'm gonna sell it. I think they will try to figure out a way not to let that happen, but it's a gamble sell, if you will. All right. I like that one.
At some point in the game, we will hear about the success of the Killer Bees and how they were never able to reach a Super Bowl.
I think that I'm buying that. I think somehow with the amount of Super Bowl prep that these guys are going to get, I think Nance throws it in once. I think Nance throws it in a bit, especially if both are playing. Like Le'Veon Bell is expected to play. Antonio Brown is expected to play. If they both are playing, at some point it'll be. Now, if one at the last second is a scratch, then maybe they won't bring it up. But if you have Antonio Brown on the field, and Le'Veon Bell is just a role guy now, he's not really
right.
hugely important. But if he plays at any time, I think Nance will figure out a way to get that in. Yeah, I'm buying
it. I have no doubt that Le'Veon Bell is going to play at some point.
There seems to be more concern about Watkins than there is about Bell. Both of those guys missed the game against Buffalo.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be any concern about Bell.
I think Bell gets into the game. I don't think he's going to make a huge impact, but I think he will have a presence.
Yeah.
And I also think at the end of the game, there will be a camera on Brown and Bell after the game.
I agree. I agree completely. Why not? Make every Pittsburgh fan go, oh, God, this is what's supposed to happen for us.
And it'll probably be the front page of the Steelers, of Steelers Nation.
Exactly. True. Very true. You have one more? Or are we done?
I got a couple more.
Right, go ahead. Go ahead.
The winner of Super Bowl 40 or 55 will come down to which team has had better production out of their tight ends.
Oh, that's a good one. Travis Kelce and Gronkowski Brate. That's a good one. I'm going to sell it. I think it'll be a little bit more on the defensive side. But that's a good one. That's a really good one. It's obviously something to pay attention to. Kelce had a touchdown in the last Super Bowl. And he's very important to Patrick Mahomes' offense.
No, I mean, he racks up like 100-plus yards a game.
He does. I'm going to sell it because I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to matter to the Chiefs more than the Bucks. But that's a good one to watch out for. That really is.
It's a fun little matchup.
It is a fun little matchup. Watch out for that in the game, but I think I'm going to sell that.
Because, I mean, we're constantly this game's a passing of the torch between Brady and Mahomes. Could it be a passing of the torch between Gronk and Kelce?
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, Gronk is arguably one of the great wide receivers of the league's ever seen.
So Gronk is on his way out.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, that's a good one. All right. One more?
Yeah, I got two more.
All right, two more.
Patrick Mahomes will break one of Tom Brady's Super Bowl records in this game.
It's got to be. Yeah, he's got to do. There's got to be so many of them that one of them has to
happen.
There's
a lot of games, but I had to look it up. Individual games. Brady doesn't have a whole lot of records.
Oh, okay. That should have been a question I asked.
That's something I feel like I had to divulge.
Okay.
Brady,
because he's not, you're right. He's not going to get any career records.
Records, forget about it. But most attempts in a game, Brady holds that record at 62.
Was that against the Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most consecutive completions, I think this one could be in jeopardy, 16.
Yeah, that could, yeah, okay.
And then most consecutive or most completions in a game, 43. Those are hard, and most yards in a game.
I'll sell it. I think the individual awards, I don't think he'll do it. Some of them are doable. I don't think, unless the Chiefs find themselves down 21-0 like within the first 4 minutes of the game, I don't think he's going to throw 60 times.
Yeah, unless he goes most attempts without interception in a game. Tom Brady holds that record at 48.
Yeah, that could
happen. That's a big number.
That's a big number. He's got to throw 48 times.
And Tom Brady did that twice.
Wow. Wow.
And then finally, just a fun one for us. For maybe the network, Bad Bunny will make a surprise appearance during the halftime show.
Bad Bunny? Let's talk more about Bad Bunny. Yeah. Who's the halftime show? The Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
All right, The Weeknd. Do they get along?
I have no idea.
Amongst the pop culture fans,
I just wanted us to talk about Bad Bunny. I didn't want the middle to be the only show that goes in deep about Bad Bunny.
I remember the Shakira halftime show, and I remember my son's friend was over. And I remember seeing Bad Bunny and having no idea who he was. And I went, who's that guy? And my son's friend went, Bad Bunny. And I went, who's Bad Bunny?
Right.
Like, if you tell me it's like, hey, that's Drake. And I don't know who Drake looks like. Well, I do know what Drake looks like. But if you tell me it's a name I'm familiar with.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know what Drake looks like from his albums? Or do you know what Drake looks like from sitting courtside at Raptor games?
Sitting courtside at Raptor games. Yeah, that's a given. That's so true. But even when he told me it was Bad Bunny, I said, who is that? Why? How did he get the prestigious spot at the halftime show in front of 125 million people? Like, how does that work? Am I so oblivious to pop culture that I didn't know that there was a guy existed who was so popular he could be in Shakira's halftime show?
Yeah, I
like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, am I sleeping on this?
See, for me, I always thought it was just Pitbull because I thought Pitbull just appeared everywhere where there was a big concert.
Well, he is Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where the concert was. I think Pitbull just comes out somewhere and just like, hey, guys, I'm here. Let me throw a few bars at you.
Exactly. Exactly. Unbelievable. All right, that was a good buy or sell Super Bowl edition as we continue on Wake Up Call.